Okay, let us begin, and I'm going to we're going to finally wrap up the sugya today, and Mirtz Hashem on Sunday we will begin the next sugya, which will be the sugya. The next major sugya is going to be the sugya of Koach Kochel, which is a fascinating sugya as well. Okay, we are. Let's bring everyone back into it. So again, the Gemara tells us that Shur is more chomer than Adam because Shur has a chiv kofer and Adam doesn't have a chiv kofer. The Riva asked Akasha, what do you mean that it's more chomer? This is basically a function of kimlei b'derab minei. And we spent a lot of time discussing the Riva. But the Riva basically, again, the nugget that we take out of the Riva is that in the case of Ritzicha, which yields a Chiv Misa plus what looks like a Chiv Kofer, Kimle would, in principle, apply. That's the position of the Riva, that there is a Halach of Kimle, and the Ri takes issue with that. The Ri says this whole Kasha doesn't even get started, because after all, we have a Sugya and Avchavav that tells us in Koshe Yushas a love, referring to Shur, that a Shur who kills has to go ahead and pay a kofar, but Adam doesn't have to pay a kofar. So says the Ri that Adam never had a chiv kofar, meaning doesn't have a chiv kofar. That's why it's more kav, because of pasuk of Allah. But in principle, you need Allah, says the Riva, to exempt us from kofar, because if it wasn't for Allah, kimle indeed would not apply to kofar. So there's a core and fundamental machlokas between the Riva and the Ri, whether Kimle applies to Kofer. Once again, according to the Ri, is there Kimle in a case of Kofer fundamentally? No. And therefore, you can have a Chiv Misa plus a Chiv Mamon in the form of Kofer, and you'll absolutely be responsible in both. Comes a love and exempts you from the Chiv Mamon. According to the Riva, is a love is serving some other kind of function, apparently, and and really Kimle would indeed apply, and again, we discuss the details of the Riva. So a couple of questions emerge, okay? And I'm going to just put out the questions, and then we're going to start to deal with them one by one. So question number one emerges is, according to the Riva, according to the Ri, why is it that there is no... that there is Kimle? In other words, why is there Kimle according to the Ri? Why is there Kimle according to the Ri? Yes?
Mama Yesh Kimle according to the Ri.
Why is there Kimle?
Isn't there no Kimle?
Yes. Mama Ain Kimle. Why is there no Kimle according to the Ri? That's a question. That's a question over here. A question over here I'm going to put down is, what does the Riva do with the Pasuk of Alav? What is the Riva doing with the Pasuk of Alav? That's another question I put down over here. What else did I want to know? Okay. Third question that we want to just address is, Hezber HaMachlekes between the Ri and the Riva. What's the issue that is at stake that they're arguing about? And then I wanted to just take a look, examine Rashi a little bit on Daf Chavav, because Rashi has, I think, a very fascinating issue. Okay. So, you ready? We're going to try to do this in organized and orderly fashion. But where do you want to start? Where do you want to start? I think the starting point logically is, what is the position of the Ri? How does the Ri understand? Why is it that, according to the Ri, Kimle does not apply? So we saw in yesterday's brief discussion, we saw the Maharam. And how does the Maharam understand the view of the Ri? Why does Kimle apply? Why does Kimle not apply? According to the Ri, yes?
The regular case of Kimle is when it's two Averos in one case, but our case is one other. There's one Avera, and there's just two Chiyuvim coming out from that one.
Okay. So according to the Maram, Kimle does not apply to kofir? Because kofir is unusual. Kofir is unusual. How is kofir unusual? Because what are you doing? You are generating two onshim from one ma'isa avera. There's an avera of ritzicha. The Torah has two consequences. You get your punishment for ritzicha plus a chi of mamon, a kofir, and therefore one avera, two onshim. Perhaps similar to motzi shemra, one avera, two onshim. That's not an occasion for kimle. What are your classic cases of kimle? Where you have two ma'isa avera with two consequences that intersect, and then we say that the onesh ha-chomer eclipses the onesh ha-kal, and that is how kimle will operate, and therefore this is a unusual, this is a different kind of case, and therefore no halacha of kimle. Now, what is the position of the Riva on this matter, apparently? Apparently the Riva says, even though you have what? It's all one Maisa. As long as you have two Onshim, you're going to be, Kimle will apply. Okay? Okay, now. I'm about to say something that's very complicated. I'm going to try and be clear, but I want to explain. Within the Maharam, the Hezbar HaMachlekes, Riva and Ri, within the Maharam, it's going to be complicated. A little. Before we get to that, let's keep it simple. So we asked yesterday a kasha from the Sugi Masekes Makos. What was the kasha from the Sugi Masekes Makos? Over there, we have Rav Meir Shita that says Yechayev, 80 sets of Malkus, or Yechayev Mamon and Malkus, because after all, Lo Men Hashem, you have two Chiyuvim, you have a Chiyuv of Losana, you have a Chiyuv of Kasha Zama. And the Gemara says, what are you talking about? You only get one punishment, Kedei Rishos, Mishim Rishachs, Adab Chavitam, Mishim Shtei Rishoyos. And what is Rav? What about, so, and Rav Meir says, no, I have a raya that I'm right. From what? From Motzi? Shemra, where you see Lokem and Shalit. And what does Gemara respond to that? No, that's different because it's a knas. It's a much better response you can make. And what's the response you can make according to the Ri? Is this is a, this is not a, an occasion to say you only have one, not the other, because after all, it's all coming from one separate and distinct Avera. And therefore, why do you go ahead and say, Knas, this is not an occasion for Kimle, for Kedei Rishasa whatsoever? That was the Kasha of Shimon Shkal. So let's answer that Kasha first. Rabbo says, Motzi Shema, one Aver, two Avers. Looks like one. But I saw in one of the Achronim, the Chidushe Rav Reuven, he wants to argue the following. Is that really the Gemara Makos, Motzi Shema, is fundamentally... it's really two Averis. And that's why he says, yes, for two Averis you get two punishments. That's what Meir will tell you in Lokem Mishalim. Why does he say it's two Averis? It's an Avera that triggers the Knas, and there's an Avera that triggers the Malkus. Rabbo said, when you go ahead and defame someone, on the one hand, you violate a lav. It's a lav. You're not allowed to defame people. Did you incur or cause any potential financial damage to him in that? 100%. Now, normally when you impose damage on someone, we have what's called a chiyuv mamo. But when it comes to defamation, perhaps, the Torah is mechadesh, that defamation... you know, the famous guy is more defamed. The less famous guy is less defamed. And it's very, very hard to quantify the level of defamation. So what did the Torah do? It imposed a knas. What is a knas? A uniform amount for the degradation of the isha. And it's really a chiyuv mamon for degradation. Benosaf, there is also a lav. A lav, you violate like any lav. Torah says, don't do this, you did it, you chayv malchus. But the chiv knas is not just a mere punishment for the lav. It's a second punishment for the lav. It's actually a universalized, formalized payment of damages. And once it's called a payment of damages, it's already not one ma'isa avera, it's really two averas. You did some financial defamation, plus you violated a lav, and that's going to generate a two onshin. It's two ma'isim, two onshin. You might argue k'dei rishoso, comes over there and says, not k'dei rishoso. So this is a mahalik to resolve that kasha. That's not complicated, that's straightforward, and that's not heavy, heavy lifting. Let us move on. Okay, here I need you to be focused. Are you with me? Are you focused? You all focused? Kavosh, you're on your game? Baruch Hashem. Okay. Now, Rabosa. One more time. I'm doing this for myself, because I need the chazor, and I want to say this clearly, and I want to say it well. According to the Riva says, you have a Ritzicha, there's a Kofer, there's a Mamon, and even though it's one Maisa Avera, Kimlei applies. And the Chiv Kofer should be poofed by Kimlei. What does the Riva say? No, one Maisa Avera, two Onshin. Okay, two Onshin. You get two Onshin. That's not a platform for Kimlei. Now watch this. According to the Riva, how does Kimlei work? So the suggestion is, what Kimlei does is a classic case. Let's talk about classic case. Classic case is, I shoot someone, break the shirt. That's your classic case. What Kimlei does, according to the Riva, is, how many meisim did I really do? I did, how many meisim did I really do? I ripped a shirt, and I killed a guy. So I did two halachic meisim. But since they are simultaneous, what does the Torah do? The Torah collapses these into one meisa, and for one meisa, how many onshin do you get? One owns. That's what Kimlei says. What the Riva is saying is the Torah takes simultaneous dual actions and merges them on the level of Maisa. Now this is called one halachic act. For one halachic act, how many onshin do you get? Yeah, one owns. I'll give you a muscle of Maha David Doma. You're all experts in Hilchos Shabbos.
Lord, I hope so.
Okay. So you know the concept of a psik resha. Well, what does psik resha say? Psik resha lo yomus. Your son needs to play some ball on Shabbos Kedesh, and you don't have a ball. So what you do is you have a chicken, you cut the head off of the chicken. Thereby, you kill the chicken, and you present your son with the chicken head to play a little, to practice his putting. So comes along, and now the bezin comes along and says, you just didn't kill that chicken on Shabbos, you're chayav for Shabbos. I said, what are you talking about? I didn't kill a chicken on Shabbos, I just removed its head. He goes, yeah, but psik resha v'lo yamos, so you can't pick up, how many mice did I do? So really, I did two mice. I took a chicken head off. I made a ball for my son, and I happened to have killed a chicken. So how does psik resha work? No, you're chayav for killing a chicken, because can you pull a head of a chicken off without killing it? No. So psik resha says that's not called two mice. The mice are collapsed. It's one mice. Did you have kavanah to kill a chicken? Did you have kavanah to kill a chicken? He says, no, you did not have kavanah to kill the chicken, you had kavanah to take the head off. But guess what? Taking the head off is maisa echad with killing a chicken. So, mamela, did you have kavanah to kill a chicken? You had kavanah. Because, don't ask me questions. No question on the mashish.
There is a question on the mashish.
There's no question on the mashish.
No,
that's the hand down. Hand down. I'll give you another mashish. I'll give you another mashish. You're combing your hair. You're combing your hair on Shabbos. If you comb your hair on Shabbos with an empty brush, and you do it 100 times, and every time you comb your hair with an empty brush, you find hair in the brush. So you know what that means? Is combing your hair is pulling your hairs out. That's what it is. Ah, you didn't have kavana for that. But you did one action. Because combing your hair is pulling out hairs. It's called halachically one action. What's the chiddush of kimlei b'derab minei according to the Rambam? The chiddush is when you do two actions simultaneously that produce two different onshim, the halacha does what?
It comes together.
The halacha says we're going to view this as one action. And now that it's viewed as one action, how many onshim do you get for one action? You get one onshim. So now, if that's the taich, if that's your taich, Rabosai, in a case where you actually only did one action, not where the Torah's collapsing the actions into one, fabricating one action, al pidin, but you actually did only one action, does kimlei apply? Of course it applies. Of course it applies. Because what is the chiddush of kimlei? Chiddush of kimlei says we're going to take two actions and we're going to call them one action. And if we're calling it one action, how many punishments do you get? You get one punishment. So let's say, yeah, it is one action. You kill someone, it's one action. So what kimlei apply? For sure kimlei applies. It's like kimlei on steroids. You don't need the halachic circumlocution to create the maisa echad. It is maisa echad. And as a result, for sure kimlei is going to apply. According to the Riva, that's not what kimlei is doing. Kimlei says you're not collapsing the maisa. You're collapsing the onesh. One onesh, as we gave in the mashal yesterday. You reckless drive, and you kill someone, Rahman al-San, and you also came 15 minutes late for curfew. The onesh for killing is so eclipses the onesh for the late curfew that we're not talking about the curfew anymore. We're not talking about the chiyuv mamon anymore. Yeah, you did two actions, but the onshim become merged. So if you only did one action, the Torah is telling you, says the Ri, don't merge the onshim. But according to the Riva, kimlei works on the Maisa level. And if it's working on the Maisa level, then if kimlei can take two Maisim and bridge it together and say you only get one punishment, well, if you only did one Mais, you don't even need this bridging. It's happening by definition, so you're only going to get one punishment. Did you understand that? Okay. You understood that? I want to make sure you understand, so they will at some point understand. Okay, fine. I know there's no real good chazara tonight, but fine. Okay, good. There is chazara. There's chazara. There's always chazara. Okay. I got to go back. Okay. Now. So what we've done so far is we have the Maharam's pshat, and we've given a hezber hamachlekes. If you go with the Maram's pshat, it's a hezbra machlekes between the Ri and the Riva as to why kimlei works or doesn't work. Is there another approach in the why the Ri says there is no din of kimlei in kofir? Is there any other approach that you saw? Yes? Excellent. Is if you take a look at the Shita Mekubetzes, and you take a look at other sources as well. Rav Shimon Shkop says this, the Shita Mekubetz, it says on Daf Mem Gimel. And let's just take a look at source number 7. If you look at source number 7 in your Marmakomos, so it's a Tosim Psachim. And Tosim Psachim wants to know the following. Ha'ochel Tshumas Chometz Ba'Pesach. So you're in big trouble. You're a Zar, a non-Kohen, who eats Tshuma, that is chametz on the Passover holiday. And you did it b'shogeg. So Rabbi said, what's the din of a zar she'ochal truma b'shogeg? So a zar she'ochal truma b'shogeg has to pay back the truma, because he's not allowed to eat the truma. And he also has to add a chomesh. He has to add 25%. Umukminin la, and the Gemara says, Kerav Nechunya. We pass the Rav Nechunya. Nechunya ben Akana is a sheet that says, like Tana de Bechizkia, even for Onshim de Shamayim, we apply the rule of Kimle Bederabine. Wait. Azar Shachal Shuma? Ooh. What's he chayiv? Karen Bechaynish. But he's also chayiv Misa Bidei Shamayim. If he's chayiv Misa Bidei Shamayim, I tell him he's only a shoygeg. Tanat Bechizkiya. It's Kim of Durabine, so he shouldn't have to pay Karen Bechaynish. Why is he paying Mammon if he's... Ooh. So he says, if you he's asking like this. Because he's eating on Pesach. And he's eating on Pesach, and with Pesach there's an Isser of Kares. So why is this happening? Why is he paying the money when he's got an Isser Kares of Chametz? He's got a Mizdei Shemayim of Truma. Why does he have to pay? He's chayav Misam big time, multiple times over. So says Taisel Mari, de Tashlume Truma Machmas Kapora. Because when you're paying back the Truma, it's not a chiv Mamon, it's a chiv of Kapora. How does he know this? He brings a raya. It's not. Let's say the Kohen says, you took the Kohen's truma. And the Kohen, now you have a chiv to pay back. You ate his truma, you have a chiv to pay back, Karen v'chomish. And now the Kohen says, I'm Michael. You don't have to pay me back. Does the Kohen have an ability to be Michael?
No.
So says the Mishnah Shumos, Im rotza Kohen limchol, eino yochol limchol. He can't be Michael. Why can't he be Michael, Rabbi? Because what? Because is the chiyuv to him? It is, but it's not. Why? Because it's a kapara. And as a kapara, a Kohen does not have a right to be Michael. Kevan de kaparahu. Is 1 second. So in Ratzah Kohen Limcho, any Yachal Limcho, the Kevin to Kaparu, ain't Kores Poltra Mishum Kim of Duramine. Ah, that's very sweet. That is very sweet. So comes along, and this is a Shita Mekubetzet, and it's this Rav Shimon Shkop, and now it's Taisim Sachim, that Kapara, if it's a Chiv Kapara, then it's not subject to Kimle B'Drabne. Kapara is not subject to Kimle B'Drabne. Does that make sense? What's the svara for that?
Who said so?
What's the svara for that? What?
Who said that?
Who said that? Shita Mikubet is daf mem gimle maseches bavakama, tois is psachim daf chavtes, and Rav Shimon Shkop. What is the logic to say that a kapara is not subject to Kimle?
Not to mention, it's like more like a reward type, so it wouldn't be
two punishments. Okay, yeah, I don't like how your reward language. I wouldn't call it a reward, but yes, it's not two onshin. What does Kimle do? It exempts you when you have two
onshins.
I don't say onshin, two chiyuvim. Is kapara a chiyuv?
No.
Not really. You want kapara? Pay. You don't want kapara? Don't pay. Will Beis Din enforce a chiv kapara? Will they enforce, for example, let's say you have to bring carbon chattas. Will Beis Din force you to bring the carbon chattas?
No.
You want kapara, bring a carbon. You don't want kapara, burn in Gehenna. Up to you. up to you. So if it's a kapara, it's not a chiyuv. And if it's not a chiyuv, then kimle doesn't apply. Kimle doesn't apply. So says the Ri, second shot, is you know why kimle doesn't apply to a case of kofer? But for the pasuk of alav, because its nature is kapara. If its nature is kapara, kimle doesn't apply. That's what Taisus says. That's the Ri, Gevaldik. Shalom al Yisrael. It's so obvious. It's so clear. It makes perfect sense. So what about the Riva? What about the Riva? How does Riva's respond? Because according to Riva, there is kimle. So, what?
Unless it's 100% a kapara.
Well, so comes along as a Dubin, and he's a Makas expert. Went up Bezim Masekas Makas, and he knows, and also above a comment. There's a serious Machlekas and Shas. What is the nature of a payment of Kofar? Is it Kufra Kapara? Or is it Kufra Mamon? It's a big Machlekas in the Gemara. How do we pass it? We pass in Kufra Kapara. So, it's true that there's another Shita, but Lechora, this Tosas, we're going to learn Aliba de Hilchasa. So let's go with, even if you assume Kufra Kapara, why might you argue still Kimle? There is a Shita Kufra Mamona. There is a Shita Kufra Mamona. It exists. What does Kufra Mamona assume? What does Kufra Mamona assume? Is your animal killed someone. When your animal kills someone, would you call that... Okay, so your chai means de shamayim, because the animal killed someone. Would you call that like a nezek?
Yeah.
Would you call that a nezek?
Not to him.
It's a nezek on steroids. It's a huge nezek. Now he has no ability to work. He has no ability to support his family. His wife is now an almana. It's a big nezek. So comes along the mandam kofer mamona, and it's basically saying the kofer payment is a chiyuv mamon. You take the value of the nizak, the deceased. You assign it a value. You have to pay mamon. The mandam, if you know Makos, Beis on Beis, you know Makos. The mandam who says Kufra Kapara, the whole machlok is over there, be the Nizak Shaminan or be the Mazik Shaminan. If your whole Kufra Kapara, then what? Then it's the Mazik. I need Kapara, so whose value am I saving? I'm saving my own value. So I have to pay my value as the Kapara. If your whole Kufra Mamona, then whose value? The Nizak, because it's his life I have to pay for. And then everyone says, no. Kuliyama, everyone holds Kufra Kapara. And the Shaila there is, Bide Nizak Shaminan, O Bide Mazik. Ooh, that's interesting. So if you hold Bide Mazik Shaminan, I fully understand Kufra Kapara. But if you hold Bidenizak Shaiminon, what are we saying? What we're saying is the kapara is the kapara
is
to make the victim and his family as whole as you can be, as can be. That is the kapara. And watch this. That means that the substance of the payment is a kapara. But the form of the payment is mamon. It's a chiyuv mamon that creates kapara. It's a chiyuv mamon in form, but the nizak shaimina, whose substance generates a kapara, is a kofer. So now I think the machlekes between the re and the riva is, it's really a hybrid chiv. It's a kofer. It's a kapara, and says the re as a kapara, and that's its substance. So the halacha is kimlei is not going to apply to kaparas. However, says the Riva, yeah, but the form here is a mamadika form. And in fact, there are rishonim that will say, for example, will this chiyuv, Shaila, will this chiyuv now pass? Let's say the mazik, the balashor, dies. Does the chiyuv pass now to the yorshim? Will they inherit the chiyuv? So if you hold it's a chiyuv mamon, for sure. If you hold it's a kapara, they don't need kapara. But this is a bit of a hybrid. It's a chiyuv mamon that generates kapara. So maybe some of the dinim of mamon will actually creep in. Comes along the riva and says, yes, this is in substance, in form, a chiyuv mamon. If it's a chiyuv mamon, kim lei b'derabim. That's the second approach to explain the sheet of the Ri and the Hezber, Riva, and Ri. With that being said, I'm ready to tackle. Do you guys have some time today? No leaks today.
Yeah? Not mad time.
You can give me 10, 12 more minutes, whenever you got a book, you can book. Give me the 10, 12 more minutes, we can be chill. If you got antsy pants, go deal with your antsy pants. And if you don't, then let's just want to get a couple of more ideas down. I will say, flip over to the Gemara and Daf Chavav. The Gemara and Daf Chavav, the source of Alav. What does the Re do with this? What does the Reva do with Alav? I'll come back. Yeah, I'm going to come back to Rashi now. Okay, so there's a Gemara and Daf Chavav Mirav. And the Gemara here has a svara to say ve adam chayev bekofer mikal v'chomer mashor shenu chayev b'arba dvarim chayev bekofer adam shechayev b'arba dvarim eino din shiye chayev bekofer. So why is adam indeed not chayev in kofer when he kills someone? Amar kra kichol asher yushas alav alav alo ala adam. So if exeris hakosev alav. Now, if you read Rashi carefully, which you did, Rashi says, what is the Havamina before Alav? Before Alav, I would have thought that Adam would have to pay Kofer. Now, lurking underneath this sugya is a din of Kimle B'Darabmine. So, without the Pasuk, I would have had the person pay kofer, what happened to Kim Lebe the Rabbin? Now, we're going to start with Rashi. Rashi says, what are we talking about over here? Ve adam chai be kofer kegon bemezid velo asrube delesa bar katala velo bar golos. So Rashi says, what's this whole sugya talking about? It's talking about a case of you kill someone, b'mezid, without hasra. Because if you kill them b'shogeg, then what's your din? Galus. If you kill them with b'mezid b'hasra, what's your din? Misa. And in those cases, for sure, there's no din of kofar. I don't need Allah for that. For sure, there's no din of kofer. Why? So I'll tell you what I think why. Because of Kimle. Because of Kimle. If you chayev Misa, that exempts the chiv kofer. If you chayev Galus, you don't need to pay kofer, Kimle. When do I need this pasuk of Alav? When do I need a pasuk of Alav? When there's no Misa, there's no Galus. Now I need Alav. Maybe you should have to pay Kaifer when you kill without Hasra'ah. Alav. What's the problem with that pshat? It's a terrible pshat. Dead wrong. Makes no sense whatsoever. Because of Tana de Bechizkia. Because Tana de Bechizkia says that Kimle even applies when you're not meeting out the punishment. So what's pshat in Rashi? If you're telling me I don't need the pasuk Allah because I have when it's Misa, when it's Galus, it's Kimle. But there's also Kimle when what? When it's Bishogeg. When there's a Mezer without Hasra, there's also Kimle. For sure, there's Kimle there too. So watch this. Watch this. I like this pshat a lot. Because it's going to bring us back 2 days ago. Watch this. Kaifer is a kapara. When a person kills someone, does he need a kapara? Absolutely. But if he's getting an onesh of Misa, of dinan hachumra, if he's getting the onesh hachamura, does he need the kapara of a tashume kofer?
No,
because the kofer is absorbed in the onesh misa. If he's sitting in gullus for 40 years, and the Gemara says gullus is a kapara, so does he need the kapara of kofer? He doesn't need the kapar of kofir. And the mela, it's covered. It's absorbed. But if you're in the world of Tana de Bechizkia, what's the chiddush of Tana de Bechizkia that Kimle applies even when? Even if you're not getting an onesh. But it's a different kind of Kimle. What did the Ksos say? Is there still a chivat seis de shamayim? There is. It's a p'tur. But when your chiv that you're trying to exempt is a chiv of what? Of kofir. It's more than just a chiv of seis de shamayim. The chiv is still in place. That you have to pay kofir. You need kapara. So you have to pay. Except what? Olav. Exempts you in the case of kofir within the world of Tana de Bechizkia because it's kofir and you need kapara. So that's the chiddush of the pasuk Olav according to Rashi, where you're low of dinan hachumra, there is no kapara. So that Tana de Bechizkia is not just going to cancel the chiv kapara because it's not just a regular chiv mamon, it's a chiv kapara, and therefore you need Olav to go and exempt you from that chiv. Okay, one last thing. How you doing? You running out of steam? Baruch Hashem. Rav Soloveitchik, Zatzal, used to give shir for 3-4 hours at a time. And as I shared with you a couple of months ago, you know, at the end of shir, he was wide awake and energized and talmidim with toast. Okay, so today, you know, today 3-4 hours is already like 30-40 minutes. Okay, anyway, we've got one more point. Nassim, hang in there with me. It'll be okay. Okay, so I just wanted to share with you that, is there anything the Riva can do with Alav? We asked, the last kasha we have left is, what does the Riva, the only way to keep you guys awake is to freeze you out of here. It's off. Okay. According to the Riva, who said what? Does Kimle apply or not? Yeah. Kimle does apply to exempt kofir in principle, so why do I need Alav? What's Alav doing? So I heard a pshat from Rav Shraya. So I want to share the Rav Shraib shot. I think it's a very sharp shot. It's a reading of a Tosis, and it's a careful reading of a Tosis. Okay, we're looking at Tosis Chavav Min Aleph. I made a mistake. I put the wrong Tosis on your Amakomas. So it's the first Tosis. So Tosis is bothered by Akasha. Rabosai, in Chumash, does the Chumash ever say explicitly, don't take kofar for a case of Ritzicha? It does. In Parshas Maaseh, it says, two psukim. Perek lamed hey, pas lamed beis. V'lo tikfu kofar lanus, I'm sorry, v'lo tikfu kofar lanefesh rotzeach. Do not take a kofar for a rotzeach. Ashu rosh alamus. If he's a rosh alamus, he's chayav misa, don't take kofar. Secondly, if a person kills the shaykh and he's running to your miklat, don't take kofar from him. So the pasuk already said what? They don't take kofar if, and this is a simple pshat in Rashi, the pasuk already here says, don't take kofar from what? From someone's chayav misa. Don't take kofar from someone's chayav galus. So where would you take kofar? Only from whatever's left. You might say, Rashi, look. Oh, so look at Tosas. Tosas says, v'yei adam chay b'kofar. Mi lo tikfu kofar lenefesh rotzeach, lo nafka. We're not learning out that a man is exempt from kofar from those psukim, because the istrik, those psukim were needed, do tishko mi mei mamona lemiftere, k'damina perke elonairis. You might think from those psukim, that what's the din? Oh, you killed some amazing, you chayv misa? No problem. Pay money, and you potter. For Misa. You cut from a shog and you have to go to Gullus? No problem. Pay money and you are potter from Gullus. That's what the Torah is saying over here. You can't pay money to escape Chiv Misa or Chiv Gullus. But maybe what happens to the shore that kills someone? What do you do to the shore?
Kill him.
And what do you do to the Bala shore? Pay Kaifer. So maybe that's still an option. What do? You kill the guy and make him pay kofar. In other words, the pasuk in Maaseh says, Mamon doesn't exempt from Misa Golos. But what about Mamon and Misa? Mamon and Golos. V'hacha Airi, Shiyahareg v'yashalim kofar, k'mo asur. So here the pasuk is telling you that you don't have to. What? You might think you have to do both. Kofra and Kamash Malan Olav. Kamash Malan Olav. Sounds like which Shita? Sounds like the Ri. You might think you have to have a double Chiyu because Kimle does not apply. So Chiv Misa and Mamon comes along what? Olav and says, no mom. That's the Ri. Wait a second. But what about Tana de Bechizkiah? Tana de Bechizkiah says, well, let's say there's no Chiv Misa. No Chiv Misa. Do you need a pasuk? Do you not need a pasuk? What's the deal? So look what he writes over here. Ubi de Tana de Bechizkiah lo nafka. What is the chiddush of Tana de Bechizkiah? Watch this. What's the chiddush of Tana de Bechizkiah? We did this some ago. We had a little chabur in the base. What is the chiddush of Tana de Bechizkiah? Tana de Bechizkiah says, whatever happens on the mazed level, copy and paste to shogeg. On a mazed level, if your chiyav misa exempts you from your chiyav mamon, so even if you don't have a chiyav misa, because there's a shogeg, copy paste your pater from mamon. Rabosai, before this pasuk, what do we think before the pasuk of Olav? What do you chayev? You chayev misa and mamon before the pasuk. You chayev both. Why would you say you chayev both and not apply kimle? We're in the head of the Ri. Either the Maram or the Kufar Kapara. Either way. Whatever you want. Rabbi said, are those good Havaminas? Is that a good Havamina? To think maybe there is no din of Kimle by Kofar? not only is it a good havamina, it's the riz maskana. Is it a good havamina? It's a good havamina. It's a good havamina to say, on a mazed level, misa and mama. It's a good havamina. What does Tana de Chizki do? Copy and paste. Which means, if on a mazed level you chayv misa and mamon, then what would be the din on the shogeg level? You chayv mamon. There's no chayv misa because you're shogeg. You chayv mamon. Means Tana de Chizki is built on copy paste. Whatever happens be mazed happens be shogeg. So for Maze, you have to pay Mammon. For Shogeg, you have to pay Mammon. Before the Gzeres HaKasa, what do you have to do? You have to pay. On the Maze level, you have to pay both. Is there a Havamina to say you should pay both? What's the Havamina's name? We have a name for him. It's called the Ri. That's his Maskana. The Riva was concerned about the Ri. The Riva says, the Ri, you're onto something. I hear what you're saying. And you know what the Gzeres HaKasa of Allah does? A love says, Ri, Kimle does apply in Kofir. That's what the Gzeres HaKosov says. Kimle does apply in Kofir. And that means, on a mazed level, are you exempt from the Chiv Mamon? You're exempt from the Chiv Mamon. Ah. Now that you're exempt from the Chiv Mamon on a mazed level, what happens on the Shogeg level? Copy, paste. Copy, paste. So what's the Rebus saying? The Rebus saying that I need our love too. Because if it wasn't for the pasuk of our love, I would agree with the Re. I would hear the Re. And our love says, b'mezid, that it's only the shore that has the Bekofer, not Adam. And now who kicks in Tana de Bechizkia? Copy, paste. But that's, if you look at the Riva by us, in the Kasha Teretz, where he's coming on to Tana Bechizkia in the Teretz. Again, I'm not going to go through the mechanics of it, but let's just read the Tosafot and then we'll stop. So, Umid Tana Bechizkia, lo nafka, ela liftor, what does Tana Bechizkia do? Tana Bechizkia says, your only potter, bishogeg belo miskavein, kemomezid bimiskavein. When are you potter in Tana Bechizkia? It's not a standalone din. It's a din of copy-paste. So it tracks the din mezid. Aval kofer ba'adam, when it comes to kofer ba'adam, calls man, delo ashkechon de potter b'shum makom, if on a mezid level I think you're chayiv in kofer, then on the Tana Bechizkia level, you're also going to be chayiv mamon. So lo matzi lemelach minei klal, you could learn Tana Bechizkia mezid. You couldn't learn from you couldn't learn out Tana Bechizkia. You'd be chayv even on a what? On a shogeg level. So what is the pasuk of Allah doing? Basically, what we're saying is, I asked the question number two. What does the Rivad do with Allah? He holds a Kimli. He holds a Kimli and he holds a Tana Bechizkia. Once you hold the Tana Bechizkia, then why do I need Allah? Even in Rashi's case, why do I need Allah? After all, Tana Bechizkia. What's the answer? The answer is that the Riva learned the Sugya initially. He has the Re ringing in his ears. And with the Re ringing in his ears, what is he hearing? You know what? It's one Maisa, it's a Kapara, maybe Kimle, should what? Should not apply. What's the Gzeres HaKasav of Allah? Listen. This is the point. Allah is not telling you that you're chayiv, you're putter from kofir. It's telling you that kimle applies. And now that I know kimle applies and you're exempt from kofir on the mazed level because of kimle, now Tana de Bechizkia brings you into the shaykh. That's Tosis here is the sister of the Riva, who in the Havamina says, what do you mean, Kimle? Answer Tana Bechizkia, premise on how does he know Kimle? How does he even know Kimle? Coming from Hagufa, the Pasuk of Allah. Think about it, dream about it, sleep on it. Tomorrow, we'll hack it out on the Teal, on the mountains of En Gedi, and then Sunday, brand new sugya.